Welcome to Happy Hour with lawyer and TV personality Jonna Spilbor and author and inspirational speaker Carol Pesci. Happy Hour comes your way every Sunday morning at this time with life advice, real conversations, and awesome interviews with self-help heavy hitters, best-selling authors, celebrities, and more. Would you like to maybe live better, stress less, and laugh more? Then you've come to the right place. The following is a paid program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the opinions of the management of this station or Hamel Broadcasting. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Happy Hour. It is Jonna Spilbor, it is Carol Pesci, it is this guy that they bear with, and we have another show for you this week. And I'm kind of excited, actually, because this is a guest that we have had numerous times. He probably is one of our guests that wears the most jackets. He wears the most because he's been on the show quite a few times. It's just been a while. Dr. John is back with us.
Yeah, I don't know why we went so long without having, because we love him and we know he loves us. And he's brilliant and always offers some fantastic insight and advice. And I do think, when I think back over the 14, almost 15 years we've been doing the show, that he probably is the most repeated guest. I think he is.
I would think so.
I would agree. Yeah.
So coming up after the break, we will be talking with our very good friend, Dr. John McGrail. He's the author of The Synthesis Effect, Your Direct Path to Personal Power and Transformation. He is a hypnotherapist. He blends Western and Eastern approaches to therapy. And on average, his patients take less than 50% of the time as normal therapy to get the results that they want. He's a super cool guy and looking for. And so today we're not going to be, a lot of times we'll have him on and we'll talk to him about specific issue, how to reduce your stress at work or whatever. And today I just want to, not that anybody deals with that, Jonna. I just want us to talk to him about what is hypnotherapy? Like, let's get a gain of an understanding about what that is and why the approach at least in his practice is so much more effective than traditional therapy.
I love it.
Yeah, that is definitely a question to ask him. You know, I mean, and can he make you do stuff under hypnotherapy? You know,
like a chicken.
Exactly. Or yes, can he make you dance when you've never been able to dance before?
I don't think so, but I have to tell you a funny story that's popping into my head. A number of years ago, Craig and I went to see this guy who does that kind of thing. They're more like empowerment seminars, but he does hypnotherapy on people. I'm going to say hypnosis. Difference between just straight hypnosis and hypnotherapy. Mm-hmm. And they had a whole bunch of audience people up on a multi-tiered stage, like steps. So you could see everybody's faces. There's probably 30 to 40 people on stage. And Craig was one of the people selected. He was up there and was standing in the back row. And then we and the audience sat there and watched as he went through his process. And I hear boom, 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 boom. And not to find out until later, guess who fell off the stage?
Oh my.
Oh no.
It was Craig. My husband Craig fell off. I guess he got into such a relaxed state. He doubled up. I mean, it wasn't that high. It wasn't like, you know, 10 feet in the air. It was like three step number. I'm like, oh, geez, I wonder what that was. And he comes back and he's like, I fell off.
Wow, that is some a serious relaxed state you can get into. You fall your butt asleep while you're standing.
Oh my goodness. I think you just got, like, you know, because the first step is to get you in a relaxed state so you're open to suggestion. And then he had one guy speaking a language called Quiblinese, which was like some alien language, and then had him posted at the door as we were leaving. This guy was like talking gibberish to us on the way out.
Wow.
I don't know.
So it can bring out the kooks.
Your inner kook.
Cool.
Oh yeah, there's a new advertisement for hypnosis. Bring out your inner kook.
Bring out your inner kook.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I see, and that is a question too. A question I have always had. You know, because you'll see that in the movies, and then you see it on, you know, stuff like this, where somebody tells you, "All right, so I want you to clear your mind."
Right.
Good luck with that, first of all, with me. Exactly. Yeah. Just in general with anybody. I mean, what does that mean? I mean, again, what does that entail? Where somebody says clear your mind and find a quiet place, or you can go to your I don't have a happy place. Like, I don't, like you see in the movies or something, somebody else, they'll suddenly start thinking of, like, you know, a nice
serene mountain or a beach or something like that. And I'm like, what are you talking about? You know, I'm thinking about the best I can do is lunch tomorrow.
Frank Mary, your happy place is sitting at home in front of your computer, mm-hmm. writing with your cats mm-hmm. around you and a suitcase of White Castle hamburgers and a six pack of beer. Am I right?
I could go with that. Yeah, I could live with that. Yeah, I could take that as a happy place. Sure.
I can't believe you actually said I don't have a happy place.
No, I mean, like, you know, that kind of stereotypical. I know what my like, but I don't think like I can't think myself into that place. I got to be that. I don't know what that. I've never been able to do that kind of concept.
So this is really ironic. Ironical, ironic.
Just ironic, thank you.
Like the black fly in your Chardonnay, which is not ironic at all.
Right, exactly. It's just poor circumstance, yes.
To talk about Craig getting into such a relaxed state that he nearly killed himself falling off a stage, I am learning about that state. And maybe we'll be able to touch on this with Dr. John. So I'm, okay, back up. Remember that time? Remember that time a few weeks ago when Carol and Jeannie and Amy and I all went to Mohonk Mountain House to celebrate a big celebration? Remember?
Yeah.
I remember it.
Yes. I do recall you all talking about the fact that you were going to go. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Well, during that weekend, because there are no TVs inside the stately rooms of the Mohonk Mountain House, when I awoke, I did what I normally do, and I jumped on my phone and I ended up buying an expensive book. It was expensive because when you also wanted to buy the audio, it turned into a $150 thing. Okay. Oh, but, so I bought this book called Your Wish Is Your Command.
And it's the title.
Yes. And it's one of the most fabulous self-help books. Ooh. And I'm only halfway through it because it's a 19-hour listen, you guys. It's a 19-hour listen.
Holy crap, seriously?
Yes, and I'm loving every minute of it. And the author is very controversial, but I used to think myself that I wasn't too keen on him. I've changed my mind, and it's Kevin Trudeau, who did serve time in prison for contempt. He's the guy, like, years ago, he had weight loss claims and all these kind of self-help books, and I guess the government didn't like him too much. Anyway, this book is so fascinating, and part of what it does is it talks about how you should, when you want to manifest something, you have to get into what he calls the alpha theta brainwave state. And that sounds like the state that Craig was in when he was so relaxed that he fell off the stage. Yes. And it's not easy to get in that state.
God, but not with our busy brains.
That's where the magic happens, you guys. Yeah, that is where the magic happens.
Sorry. And they see, and now this is probably the reason that I can never get into that state, because it just, this crap just makes me laugh. I mean, seriously, I'm going to sit back for 19 freaking hours and listen to this dude. I can guarantee you I wouldn't last 20 minutes listening to this guy.
This book is so compelling that I wish I had 19 straight hours to nonstop listen to the book.
Frank Berry.
Yeah.
At least it's not Tony Robbins.
Oh, there is that.
Right. Right.
The thing is, at least I don't know what this Trudeau fellow looks like.
Right.
You know what I mean? I know
what it sounds like. Yeah.
Exactly. So not only would I be stuck listening to Tony Robbins, but I know what the dude looks like at the same time. You know, it just wouldn't happen. Just couldn't happen.
Okay.
Frank Berry, you should write an anti self help book.
Yeah. they call it self non help.
There you go. Something like that.
A whole
new
genre.
Yes.
Don't you think?
Yes. Your wish is that your wish is whatever the hell your wish is. Just keep trying.
Screw your wish.
That's right.
Screw your wish.
That's it. Grab a cat.
Okay. You're gonna be whistling a different tune when
I'm also not gonna lose 19 hours of my life that I'm going to seriously regret not being able to get back.
Oh, all right. Well, I'm halfway through. So
now I'm intrigued, but don't need another friggin' book. Oh my God, I just got rid of so many.
I actually want to see if we can get him on the show. I don't know if we can. He's
Why don't you have Frank Berry reach out and write a compelling email?
Oh, yes.
Frank Berry, why don't you do that?
Yeah, that would work. Yeah. that's a plan.
because you're so into it, you know. Maybe he would look at you as a special challenge, you know.
No, we don't need that either. Okay, if anybody is going to look at me as a special challenge, they shouldn't be in the position to be interviewed in the first place.
He needs that lesson. He needs a massage.
Exactly.
All right. Well, let me ask you something. Let's imagine that when I get done with the 19 hours, I'm about halfway through. What if I end up dripping in millions and millions and millions of dollars and we start doing the show from my yacht, right? And it's all because of this guy's book. Would that change your mind?
No, because I'll know that there was something else involved.
Ooh. Oh, like what? Like what?
I don't know. I don't know. The plot to a TV show. You know, hopefully 10 episodes and not just 8, because 8 pisses me off.
Wait, back up. If you get mad at TV shows that only have 8 episodes, is that what you just said out loud?
Well, yeah, but that's interesting. That's actually something I can't even explain. It's interesting. It's drama. It's inventive. It's creative.
You get mad because there's not enough episodes for you.
Correct.
If it's only 8.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. Okay. I thought you were going to go down the avenue of, well, this guy's got 19 hours.
I thought you were going down some numerological kind of rabbit hole that you've never been down. Like, oh, 8's not good. 10 is better. 9 sweet spot. Like, I thought that's where you were going.
You should know better than
when I know.
To try to pigeonhole me in some numerology crap. Come on now.
That's why I was confused.
Okay,
now I get it.
Frankenberry, you're so tiring.
Yeah. Jonna, I'm looking at his book. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. I only see hardcover on Amazon.
Oh, yeah. So you can't do Amazon. You got to do it on the Facebook. You got to go where it's addictive, right? Amazon is addictive, too. You got to be up at 4 o'clock in the morning scrolling through Facebook because there's no TV in this fabulous hotel. And then, boom, you'll get this ad. And then before you know it, the book goes into a $150 thing. He also has a club. Now, the club I'm on the fence about because the club costs $1,500.
Holy crap. I mean, look, I'll give the dude credit. Those numbers mm-hmm. you're dropping right now, he's got something going when it comes to the scam stuff. He's working the angle. He's doing it well.
He's raking it in. But here's something. So, and Carol will appreciate this because he actually references something that she has referenced numerous times on this very show. And I can never remember the name of this person who did this. Remember the water test we talked about, Carol?
Masaru Emoto.
Yeah. He references that too, which is, it makes sense that he references it. But there is very much something to people's thoughts. Thoughts and when you're in this alpha theta state and you think a thought, it is automatic. The thought can go from my brain, Frankenberry, to your brain as quickly as flipping a switch because of quantum physics. It's fascinating stuff. Fascinating.
All right. I agree and I understand, but just give him a second to get his eyes rolled from the back of his head forward again.
Yeah. Can you roll your eyes?
Let us know when you're with us, Frankenberry.
Do you need paddles? Clear. Do you need paddles?
No, actually, what I need is some WD-40.
For what?
Well, because I don't want to make that really horrible, like, squeaking noise. You know, when I try to roll them back.
All right, you're gonna see, like
a creaky door.
You're gonna see because I'm gonna do everything this guy says to do the way he says to do it because I've never done that. And Carol and I have probably read more self help books than anybody else on the planet combined.
And Carol and I will have to figure out a way to somehow extract you when you start sending us pictures, if that's even possible, from the commune. You know, and we find out that your job is the vegetables.
Oh, that I have to harvest the vegetables.
That's your gig is to harvest mm-hmm. the vegetables, mm-hmm. but maybe only through like, you know, A and D because there's so many people there. You have to split that up.
Right. And will I be doing that while wearing no mascara and perhaps have like a bandana on my head and some loosely homemade beads around my neck? Like, is that a transformation?
And a straw hat.
Oh, a straw hat. Okay. I don't think that's what my future holds, Frankenberry, because this guy claims that you can be filthy rich.
Well, you better be. You're shelling out $1,500 to be in his club.
I didn't join the club yet.
You're on the borderline. You said it. You said it yourself. You're on the fence. I'm thinking.
I did create an account just so that he'll send me nonstop text messages to try to coax me into joining the club. Because that's smart. I wanted to do that.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure you did.
I just love this stuff. I just love it. I find it, I don't know. It's like magic.
I'm intrigued, honestly. And I was like, I did such a clear out of so many books. Like I feel like I've had my fill for a while of hearing what other people have to say that I should know.
And that's a good point, because he kind of talks about that too. And I'm just going to say this, and this applies not just to the three of us, well, the two of us, because Frankenberry doesn't do this, but anybody within the sound of our voice, if you are self-help junkies or even a little junkette, maybe you're not junkies like me and you, you just kind of dabble in it. I will guarantee you right now, I'll bet you $100 that the reason you don't have what you think you wanted to have after consuming some sort of self-help book is because you didn't do the stuff that you were told to do. And or a lot of these books kind of don't, he describes it like a recipe. It's like Mama Nance, like when she used to try to give me recipes, she'd inadvertently leave out something very important and then you don't get the thing that you set out to get. So some of these self-help gurus do the same thing. And I promise you, if you did the steps that this guy told you to do, your life is going to change for the better. And I'm going to do, this is the one time I'm going to do it. It took this long of being a self-help junkie. I'm going to do exactly what he said, including the little stuff, like writing down your, what you want with blue ink. And I know that sounds like, oh, what does it matter? Blue ink, purple ink.
Wait, pause. Pause. Wait for the eyeballs to come back.
I'm working it. Right. I'm working it. Okay. Actually, what does he allow you to use that fancy pen that we had when we were kids with the multicolored inks choices?
Oh, remember those?
I love those pens.
Do they still make them?
Yes, but they're not the fat ones. They only make them. They're small. Remember the big fat ones that had like pink.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Love those. Yeah, they actually come in handy. But you should write your desires, goals on white paper with blue ink and write them, not type them. And I'm
saying, so, exactly. What is the reason for the blue ink?
Because your brain, it activates a different part of your brain. And this is all about, he talks about the brain versus the mind. It's really incredible stuff. If I could take a month and just listen to this guy, I would. And listen, we read all this stuff. We have talked to, at this point, hundreds of very good, sound, smart professionals, right? And if you can't point to one particular thing and say, this changed my life, although I can. But if you can't do that, then you're not doing something right. And I think, you know, part of what you're not doing right is you're not doing the steps. I'm just saying. So we're going to remember I said this. It's kind of like if you set out to get washboard abs. Right. You can read all the books on washboard abs that you want. But if you don't do the crunches or the standing crunches or the core work or whatever, change your diet, your abs aren't going to change. So I'm at that point. I'm at that point because I have so much free time right now in my life.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm amazed we got you here today. Truthfully.
I say tongue in cheek. I know. So anyway, that's cool stuff.
I'm looking forward to it. Now that we spent most of the intro talking about an author and a book other than who we have on our show, is there anything else that you want to add?
Well, you know what? I'm going to have to save this for next week because what I had set out to talk about today was that I made a small change in my house and I allowed all of the cats access to my bedroom to see, because I wanted to experiment where they would sleep.
Experiment.
I wanted to experiment where they would sleep. And it was a fascinating experiment, but also I'm exhausted because I just did that last night. But we'll save that. We'll save that cat chat for next week.
Oh, I'm actually really intrigued about that. And I don't know that I can come up with a good segue for today.
No, I don't think you need to. Jonna just gave us the mental image of her trying to sleep around and under about a dozen cats.
What? How many? No,
I said about a dozen.
I know we're in the teens. I know we are in the teens.
Is that a baker's dozen or
would be higher?
I don't know. There's only two people really in the world who know. One of them's me, and one of them's Carol's mother.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
She'll never tell me. I gotta try to get her at a weak moment. She won't though.
Well, maybe if you hypnotize her.
All right, then.
All right.
We'll take that and run with that. All right. So coming up after the break, we will have with us I think our most repeated guest, Dr. John McRail. He's the author of The Synthesis Effect, Your Direct Path to Personal Power and Transformation. In his clinical practice, he blends Eastern and Western approaches to therapy. He's a hypnotherapist, and we're going to, when he comes on in here in a few minutes, going to talk to him about what is hypnotherapy? Why is it so effective? What are they actually doing? What does he do? So we're going to learn more about that one. And he's a good friend of ours on the show, and always have a good time talking with Dr. John.
All right. Dr. John is on the way. It's John Spillboard. It's Carol Fesci. It's this Frankenberry guy, and we'll be back. So stick around.
Sunday mornings with 92.9 WBPM means you'll laugh more and stress less. Now here's more Happy Hour with Jonna and Carol.
And welcome back again to Happy Hour here. Jonna Spillboard, Carol Pesci, this guy. Thank you, ladies, again for bearing with me. And we've got a doctor in the house. And, when somebody calls for that, we often think of Dr. John McRail, who we've had on numerous times here in the past, though it has been an extended period since the last time we talked to him. But Dr. John McRail, he's back with us.
Finally. I don't know why we waited so long. I think he is our most repeated guest of all time on this show. We have with us Dr. John McRail. He is a clinical hypnotherapist, personal and corporate performance coach, and a spiritual teacher. He's rated one of the top hypnotherapists nationally and internationally. That's the beauty of the internet these days, people. On average, Dr. McRail's clients see results in about half the number of sessions than would be required using only conventional protocols. He's the author of The Synthesis Effect, Your Direct Path to Personal Power and Transformation. And he's here today not to talk about any specific issue, although we might talk about having too many cats in your house at some point. But he's here to talk to us about what is hypnotherapy. I think some people think it's woo-woo or maybe don't fully understand it or afraid of it. And we want to learn more about it today. So Dr. John, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you very much. It's always great to be with you two and three. Sorry, Frankenberry.
No worries. No worries. Happens all the time. Ask my family.
Well, it just goes back to my first visit when you were less of a host and more of a producer. But yeah, it's great to be back. Thank you so very much. And the way you describe me, my goodness, I'm looking over my shoulder to see where the guy is.
Oh, we think the world of you, and you always bring fantastic insight and advice to people, and you have such a warm, open way and great way of taking things that are complex and explaining it in a way that makes sense for us common folks. So thank you for that. So let's start with the big question, Dr. John.
Sure.
You are a hypnotherapist.
That is correct.
Tell us what that is. Help us understand that.
Okay. The easiest way to describe it is to first say that hypnosis, which everyone has heard about, is a state of consciousness. Everybody with a normal brain experiences it every day, whether they know it or not. It's a natural state of consciousness. And it happens to be a state of consciousness in which we become very focused, usually very relaxed, and the mind opens up to new possibilities. And so it can be a very powerful tool. And a really quick example is anytime you watch a good movie or a TV show and have an emotional response to it, which almost all of us do, you're actually in a state of hypnosis. The movie is suggesting you feel a certain way. And because you've entered that slightly altered state of consciousness, you have those feelings, you have that experience. It's all subconsciously generated. That's all hypnosis is. Now, hypnotherapy is using that state of consciousness on purpose to help people bring change and transformation into their lives. That's it. It's a therapeutic use of a natural state of consciousness. And it happens to be very, very powerful and very effective when used correctly by someone who knows what they're doing and someone who wants to make the change.
So, Dr. John, I have a question about that. So I have a minimal understanding of, the states of mind and the effect that that has on maybe goals that you want to achieve or just how you feel, et cetera. How does the connection between the therapy and the state of mind happen? In other words, like, is this as something like when you're in a state of mind, you're more receptive to things that a therapist will be able to tell you? Or is it more basic, less basic? How is the connection made?
Well, the connection is simply helping. That's a really great question. And
I did not hear you. Could you please? I'm sorry. My mic. Can you say that again?
Great question.
Thank you.
Doc, do me a favor. Next time you do that with Jonna, have it come with a little paper hat and a large fry.
Okay.
But I do want to know. That's connected.
Well, no,
it is a great question.
And all of your questions are always great, all three of you. But essentially, you have to remember that most of our behavior, the patterns that we get into, the habits, the fears, the phobias, all the things that make us go, good and bad, are mostly subconsciously generated. We don't think about getting phobic about getting on an airplane. It just happens. I'm just using that as an example, fear of flying. Or someone who's smoking, yes, they're addicted to nicotine, but it's the behavioral and emotional addiction with habits like that that make it much more difficult to get over. And so when we use this state of consciousness we call hypnosis, theoretically, and as far as we can tell, it gives us access to that part of the mind that's creating the patterns. And you have to remember that the subconscious part of the mind, which is 90% of the mind in an average human being, is like a 3-year-old child. It never grows up. It's very unsophisticated. And like any 3-year-old, it'll believe whatever you tell it. And so once that 3-year-old gets programmed, if you will, because it's metaphorically a lot like a computer, it just plays its programs. Okay, time to smoke. Okay, time to be afraid. I'm getting on an airplane. You don't do it on purpose. You don't say, you know what? In 2 hours on my way to JFK, I'm going to start having a phobic attack. It just happens. This state of consciousness allows us to work with that part of the mind. And if you will, very simply stated, we reprogram that internal computer. We teach that 3-year-old that it's learned 2 + 2 = 5, and we teach it what 2 + 2 = 4 is. And of course, that's different for different people, but that's essentially how it works. It's much more powerful, generally speaking, than just conscious talk, because we're only looking at the top 10% of the mind when we're talking consciously. This is very, very deep, which is where most of our behavior and habits come from.
And then, Dr. John, does it follow that once you successfully do that and you communicate with the subconscious, do your conscious thoughts then change? Like, does that must happen in order for you to change, even though the change happens subconsciously? And you might not think that's a very good question, but...
No, John, I was going to say another great question.
You have to God.
I know. It's Jonna's day. What can you say?
All right, fine. Every day is Jonna's day.
you have to remember that when someone comes to someone like me for hypnotherapy, they have a conscious desire to make the change to begin with. Okay, we can't make that happen. I can't make someone want to, just again, something easy, quit smoking. You have to want it. So what this process does is align the subconscious computer with conscious desire. The thought's already there. I don't want to smoke anymore. I don't want to be, I don't want to be afraid of flying anymore. I want to lose weight. It doesn't matter what it is. We have that conscious thought. When we align the subconscious computer with the conscious thought, instead of an internal tug of war, which is going on, right? Think of a tug of war. We all know that game. 10 guys pulling one way on the rope. That's the conscious mind. I want to stop smoking. 90 guys pulling the other way. Sorry, this is our habit. Who's going to win?
Oh, wow.
So we align. Yeah, we reprogram those 90 guys so that everybody's pulling in the same direction. And with reinforcement, this is not magic. It does take work. It is a process. But we can undo years and years of ingrained patterns in a matter of weeks. And that's what's beautiful about this. It can work very, very quickly.
And I want to say two things on that. One is that is precisely what your book, The Synthesis Effect, is designed to do, is to help somebody do that themselves, right?
Yes. Yes, it is.
And then I forgot my second point. oh my goodness. It'll come back.
Okay.
So it makes complete sense that 90% of our behavior and actions are driven by our subconscious. And for, here's the other thought that I was going to point I was going to make. Though that three-year-old in us, so many of us have negative self-talk, beat ourselves up because the conscious mind, we know we want this to be different. We want to be able to take different habits, different action. And we've yet to be able to get ourselves to do that. And then we think we're losers or something's wrong with us because we can't do that. That three-year-old within us likely learned a coping mechanism at a very young age that was effective at that young age. And now no longer serves us. Am I correct in that?
Absolutely. Now, that's not true for every condition or every pattern, but yes, indeed, that's exactly what happens. And we do get very hard on ourselves because the intelligent, educated, mature part of the mind is saying, hey, come on, what's the matter with you? You should be able to lose 20 pounds. It's no big deal. Just change your diet and move more. But that subconscious computer, and this is a very good example with weight loss, because there are so many reasons that people are overweight and have issues, you know. And one of the things that I do when I'm working with weight loss clients is to let's dig down in there and find out why you let yourself get this way. Why are you being so unkind to your body? You're not doing it on purpose. There's no judgment. But once we know the why that occurred, for instance, this is one example. There are many, many. I work with a lot of women more than men who let themselves get overweight because it's a defense mechanism. If I'm overweight, I'm not attractive, and then I won't have to deal with relationships. And you would be amazed at how quickly it happens. Wow. It happens for both men and women, but generally women more. This is just one of many, many examples of the underlying causes. So we do have to find out what's going on in there often. And once we do that, it's just re-education in a way, but it's done in a way that it's natural. It makes it a simple process easy rather than hard for most people. It's all about mindset. And again, once we get the conscious mind or the subconscious mind in alignment with our conscious desires, and we work on that for a little bit, you have to reinforce it, then it becomes a new automatic behavior. For instance, I was a tobacco addict many years ago. I smoked, and 26 years ago, I think I quit. And you couldn't get me to put tobacco in my body today. But back then, it was like, oh, yeah, this is what I do. It's great. It's enjoyable, blah, 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 blah. New program, same person, different program.
And on that, Dr. John, because I can relate to that specifically from a million years ago, but it does, for people who are wanting to change and feel like, oh, my God, it's going to be climbing an uphill battle. I don't have the time. I don't have the willpower. I don't have the whatever. Once you kind of cross over, and like I think you said, once your subconscious mind is in line with your conscious behaviors, it's beyond easy to maintain that goal that you, whether it's weight loss, like I did both. I quit smoking a million years ago and I lost 20 pounds, five, 6 years ago. Easy as pie. Like you don't even have to think about it anymore to not go back to the way that you were.
Exactly. That becomes the new you. You create a new reality. And just to address Carol's point a few minutes ago, I did write my book, the first book, for that purpose, to help people do this process. And I have to say, for some it works and some people need a little extra help. And it's really interesting because we have this stigma in our society about getting help for these kinds of issues. You know, if your car gets dinged up, you take it to the mechanic, you don't think about it. You have a toothache, you go to the dentist. But God forbid you have an emotional or behavioral issue that's holding you back. Oh, you're supposed to suck that up and just get through it. I don't know where that comes from. But, and it is softening a little bit, but we just have this stigma about something being emotionally or mentally or behaviorally out of whack. And when you do get the help, if you get the right help, it's amazing how fast you can turn it around. And that's one of the reasons I love this process, is because literally we can take years and years of negative, unwanted habits, behaviors, fears, phobias, you name it. And within weeks, most of the time, it's a complete reversal. And you're right. Once it gets ingrained and you practice it a little bit, it becomes a new skill. It becomes the new you, your new reality. And that feels very good.
It sure does.
I can't even imagine how rewarding it must be for you to do what you do. You must love it.
I truly do. And I came to this through my own process of transforming my life many years ago. And I worked with a brilliant hypnotherapist who helped me in a couple of months get rid of years of negative habits and low self-esteem and a bunch of other things that were going on. I was a pretty messed up puppy in those days. And it worked so well that later on, when it came time to make a big career change, that's all another story and another show, I found this. And it is an incredibly rewarding thing to do, to just help people. And they do the work. You know, a lot of people say, oh, you healed me. No, I didn't. I just helped you find what's already in you. That's what this is about. We all have the resources within us to create the life of our dreams if we're willing to do a little work and we get the right assistance. And to provide that is an incredibly gratifying thing, which is why I'm still doing it 25 years later.
Dr. John, I have another technical question. When you are in that state of, I guess, hypnosis, so that you can do hypnotherapy, are you in? We were talking about something before you came on the show today. Is your brain in the alpha theta state? Like, is that where you're most receptive? Can you not be in that state and still get a result from hypnotherapy? How does that state of mind work?
Well, it is a change in the state of mind. Our normal active beta mode is what we do every day, walking around, just doing what we do. And then you go into alpha, which is, that's the first level of what we would call trance or hypnosis. It's very light, and it's just sort of nice and relaxing. Then we go to delta, and once you get down there, that's where the magic happens, because that's a very deep state of what we would call trance or hypnosis. Or meditation can create that same state of consciousness. So we're still awake and aware, but we're incredibly focused and the mind opens up. If you go one more level, theta, then you're asleep. We don't want to go there because if people fall asleep, then they can't hear what I'm saying. And if they can't hear it, they can't integrate it. So it's a fine balance. Very, very deep hypnosis is right before sleep. So you can sometimes not even remember everything that you heard consciously, but the subconscious part of the mind records everything. So there's never a fear or a risk of being taken over or having someone make you do what you don't want to do. You know, people ask that all the time when I'm on shows or when I do lectures, or even clients, can you take me over? You know, if I can make people do what I want them to do, I would do it. I mean, I'm honest. I would do it. Yeah. I'd have an army out there, and all, you know, all the stuff that we're dealing with today, all the problems in the world would be gone because I just have the minions take care of it. It doesn't work that way, unfortunately.
Really? You would use it altruistically? What do you think?
Oh my God, yes. But I would also be the most benevolent ruler of the planet that ever existed.
Dr. John, can you give us, without obviously giving away anybody's names, some specific examples of some of your most rewarding cases?
Sure. There are a few that really stand out, and I'll try to give you different areas. Well, first of all, smoking, habits like that. I'm somewhere around 3,000 non-smokers now.
Wow.
And the success rate with my program, and I don't say this to boast, but it really does work very well, maybe because I went through it and suffered from it, but 98% success rate.
And wow.
After some prep work, there's some upfront work we do with a client, and it's a single session, and that's it. They're done. I've had people lose well in excess of 100 pounds after two or three sessions because they get the right mindset. It doesn't go off immediately, but they get into that mindset where they're compelled to make the right choices. And when you feel that, not only do you feel empowered, and then you start losing weight, that makes you feel more empowered.
Yep.
And a lot of relationship and issues. I had a young woman, this is quite a long while ago, who couldn't commit. She could not commit. Every time she'd meet a good guy, right as they got serious and, you know, it started looking like there might be, she would bail. She couldn't understand why. She wanted to have a relationship. And what we found out through working together over, I don't know, I guess that was about five or six sessions, is that she had a repressed memory. And once it came out, and it was a memory in which she had been very badly abused. And once we fixed that, Within 6 months, she was engaged, and now she's got three kids and has been happily married for 20 years. So these are the kinds of stories that make it so gratifying. And it's not just, it doesn't have to be that significant. It can just be everyday stuff that's just holding you back. Procrastination is a big one. And of course, in today's world, stress and anxiety, number one, so many of us, and with good reason, I'm afraid, are wigged out. You know, we're overstressed, we're anxious, and we're scared. And that, because it's probably the single most frequent issue I work with, is amazing. People literally turn themselves around in, you know, 4 or 5 weeks. That's over just a little over a month. Now, it's not always that quick, but very often it is. And so that's why this is such a great technique. And in the same breath, I don't want to go too far here or too long. Everybody has to remember that this is not a regulated profession. So you have to be careful with whom you work. It's very popular now and it's gaining popularity. And unfortunately, with that, you get a lot of fly-by-night schools that promise you'll be a clinical hypnotherapist in a 3-day workshop. Wow. So if you do seek out help, you want to just be careful and do due diligence like you would if you were looking for any other healthcare provider or doctor. And, you know, ask about training, ask about experience, and, you know, ask for client references, because you can get people that can't hurt you, but they also can help you, and they'll happily take your money.
And then, and Doc, let me ask you something. You had mentioned this a couple of seconds ago about, you know, sometimes a victory will inspire the confidence to tackle. Do you ever approach some of your clients with the intention of possibly helping them solve something that's not necessarily the problem, but they need the victory in order to move forward?
Oh, yes. Great question, Frankenberry.
Frankenberry, good question.
It was okay. It's all right.
Yeah, see, thank you, Jonah.
The short answer to that is yes. I get a lot of people that come to me with, you know, a major issue, and then they also have a laundry list. And sometimes, again, this is why I vet every potential client to see where we should start, because if you start in the right place and you get that first victory, a lot of these other issues just start falling apart on their own. Think about taking a pyramid and the keystone, the top of the pyramid, you turn that pyramid upside down and knock that top stone out, the rest fall apart. So often we'll work on something that is secondary to the main issue. And once they see how quickly they can resolve that, it already starts eroding that pyramid. It already starts falling apart, and then we can just knock it down very quickly. Well, so great. Yes, great question. But again, you all ask great questions, which is why I love joining you guys.
Dr. John, I wish we could keep going, but we all have some time constraints. We're wrapping up here with Dr. John McGrail, author of The Synthesis Effect, Your Direct Path to Personal Power and Transformation. The wonderful thing about the internet these days, people anywhere in the world can work with you, correct?
Yes, I have. And this has been a long time, but I literally have clients all over the world. I just had a session this morning in Saudi Arabia before I joined you guys. All we have to do is figure out time zones, which is usually doable. But that is the beauty of technology today with these platforms like Zoom, which is HIPAA compliant, by the way. So your confidentiality is assured. And that's my exclusive platform for remote sessions, which is all I do now, by the way. I work strictly remotely. And it doesn't matter where you are, as long as you have a quiet space where you can sit back and relax. We can see one another. The magic happens.
Wow. Okay. And so how can people learn more about you and connect with you if they're interested in working with you?
Thank you very much. Well, first of all, my website, of course, hypnotherapylosangeles.com. It still says Los Angeles, even though I'm not there anymore. One big word. All my contact information is on there. I have my YouTube channel, Dr. John McGrail, and my contact information is on all my videos. And there may well be, talks right now with a big network, but there may be a Dr. John podcast coming soon. So I'll keep you posted on that.
Oh, we would love that. And when that launches, let us know. We'll have you back on and then we'll promote that for you.
Absolutely. And then I'll have you two, three on as guests. How's that sound?
Yeah. For hypnotherapy. Dr. John, before we let you go, I do have one more question for you. For people who are very, 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 very busy, if they did want to sign up for hypnotherapy, what is the weekly time commitment? Like, is it a half hour session, an hour session? Can you do mini sessions? What's the time commitment?
Okay, good. Another great question, John.
Oh, she's gonna roll.
I know.
Holy cow.
The average session is about an hour, and that's usually weekly to begin with. There's homework to do, but it doesn't take a lot of time, a few minutes a day, because if you don't do the homework and don't reinforce what we do in session, mm-hmm. then we can't progress. But it's on average about an hour a week to begin with, and then as a client progresses, we adjust the frequency of sessions to their progress. So after two or three sessions, it might go to every 2 or 3 weeks, it might go to once a month. That may be all they need. But yeah, average session's about an hour. And we always find a convenient time. That's not an excuse for changing your life.
Ah, boom. There you go, Jonna. Just an hour, not 19.
Drop the mic.
Okay. So I have one more question before you go.
Okay.
Is there a way you can help somebody who started by rescuing one feral cat and and now has so many, she will not tell you how many are in the house? Is that the kind of person you can help?
You can plead the fifth, Dr. John.
Well, remember, Carol, it's very important that the person and the issue, there's a desire to make the change. Some cat ladies and men are very happy with their little kitties.
Yeah,
personally, I have one, and one for me is enough because we still get cat hair in our food.
Yeah, well, I think we're pretty much lost there, Doc, because she opened the door. She opened the door to her bedroom last night, so all hope has been tossed to the furry wind.
Oh man, Dr. John, thank you so much for your insight and your time. And we adore you and we appreciate you so much. Thank you for joining us.
My very great pleasure. Thanks. And I look forward to seeing you all again and not so long next time.
Agree. Oh,
definitely.
Thank all right. You. That sounds good. Dr. John McGrail, fantastic to have you back again. And Doc, by the way, not only will I take the French fries, but I'll also take a small kid-sized chicken nugget to go along with my my paper king cap. So we've got more of the show on the way here. Again, for Jonas Philbor, for Carol Pesci, and for Dr. John McGrail, I'm that Frankenberry fella, and we've got segment number 3 on the way. So stick around for that.
Sunday mornings with 92.9 WBPM means you'll laugh more and stress less. Now here's more Happy Hour with Jonna and Carol.
And welcome back one more time to Happy Hour. Jonna Spillbore, Carol Pesci. Hello, ladies.
Hello, Frank Burn.
Frank
Burn. Oh, what the hell? Jeez, lady.
You know, like you were annoyed with him or something.
I know, seriously. Oh, no. It was like she just didn't even want to say it at all.
Oh, no. That was just me leaning back in my chair, happy that I asked, how many? Like, 5, 6, 7?
Yeah,
great
you did.
Questions.
Yeah. No, you really did. You really did. Though, of course, all those extra fries from the doc are really going to throw off your diet.
Yeah, today was your day. Well done.
Yeah. Yeah,
well,
I'm rubbing my fingernails on my lapel and then blowing on them.
That's right. Exactly. But Dr. John McGrail, been a long time since we've talked to him, but it was fantastic to have him back.
Every time I talk
Every
time we have him on, I'm like, oh man, this sounds so brilliant and helpful. And
we could totally stalk him because now where he lives on the East Coast, and closer than our road trip to North Carolina, if we could drive to North Carolina round trip in 48 hours, we could definitely stalk him. So let's put that on.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure he's very excited about the prospect too.
Yeah, but we're not going to tell him.
Do you know how funny that would be to put on our stupid disguises when we stalk my mother? And because that whole stalking started with us just slowly driving up and down the street. And we have videos of that. We're like, oh, I think she's home. Is she home? And then we parked a few doors down and then we shuffled low so we wouldn't be seen in the living room window. Can you imagine our heads popping up in his window?
Oh yeah. Well, and I can hear the police blotter notes right now. I can hear the typing.
I know. We almost got shot back then.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, why do I always block that part out?
I don't.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you talk to Dr. John McGrail, he will get that out of you and you'll never do it again.
Okay. true. All right, kids.
All right, guys. Thanks.
All right. Well, to Dr. John McGrail, one more time, thank you so much for rejoining us again here, Doc, and for John Spilvor, and for Carol Pesci, and for myself, and for all of John's cats who are now welcome to the bed. Congratulations. You have finally broken her. We'll talk to you all again next time. So please come back for more Happy Hour.
You've been listening to Happy Hour with John Spilbor and Carol Pesci. If you missed last weekend's show or want to hear it again, visit the Happy Hour page at 929WBPM.com. There's more life advice, real conversation, and another awesome interview next Sunday morning at 8 a.m. Live better, stress less, and laugh more with Happy Hour on 92.9 WBPM.